Welcome to Putela Escocia, the only English language podcast dedicated to Real Valladolid. Here is your host, Martin Dublin.
Hello to one and all, and I wish you a very warm welcome back to Putela Escocia. Thanks to everyone who continues to listen and support the podcast. It's with a heavy heart that I report on Real Valladolid's relegation from the Primera División following their final match of the season on Saturday. We'll have all the action and reaction from a difficult moment in the club's history. But in the meantime, here's a rundown of the agenda for this episode.
Coming up this week on the Putela Escocia podcast.
We'll start with the headlines section to get you caught up on the weekend's events and the immediate aftermath of the relegation disappointment. There have already been several changes made off the field as the club reacts to dropping down a division. The highest profile casualty so far has been manager Sergio González. We'll recap all the match action as Real Valladolid hosted champions-elect Atletico Madrid, but Diego Simeone's men were made to work by a tenacious Putela side. The answer to last week's trivia question is announced and a new question is set. Our account of the week segment is very pertinent given the loss of Primera División status for next season. We'll take a look at the best way to follow all the La Liga Smart Bank comings and goings as Real Valladolid face a fresh set of challenges for next season. That's coming up on episode 9 of the Putela Escocia podcast.
Today's headlines.
Real Valladolid lost their final match of the 2020-21 La Liga Santander season 2-1 at home to Atletico Madrid and were officially relegated to the Segunda División on the same day. Oscar Plano's 18th minute goal actually put us ahead, but the visitors equalised on 57 minutes through Angel Correa, and Luis Suarez took advantage of a terrible pass from Sergi Guardiola to put his side ahead. This proved to be the winning goal and ultimately handed Atletico their first Primera División title since 2014. Despite Real Madrid's late comeback to win 2-1 at home to Villarreal, Diego Simeone's side won the championship by two clear points. Needing to not only win but also hope for other results to go their way, it was always going to be a huge task for the Blancavioletas to remain in the top flight of Spanish competition. Despite spending 18 of 38 weeks in the relegation zone, Elche's unexpected but impressive 2-0 win at home to Athletic Club secured their survival for another season as they finished in 17th place with 36 points. This win saw them overtake Huesca, who were also relegated on the final day. Their goalless draw at home to Valencia was not enough to save them and they finished 18th on 34 points. We ended the season in 19th place with 31 points, which was one more than last placed Eibar. It brings the curtain down on a miserable season which saw just 5 wins out of 38 matches as we became one of the lowest scoring and highest conceding teams in the division. A full season review will take place on the next episode of Putela Escocia. An end to 3 consecutive seasons in Primera also signalled the end for manager Sergio González, who departs the club after 1,139 days in charge. Most of these have not been without controversy, and we'll take an in-depth look at Sergio's time at the helm when we review the season. Also heading for the exit door at the José Zoria is sporting director Miguel Ángel Gómez, who many fans blame for the lack of quality signing while he was in position. Several players look likely to follow these figures in leaving the club. Over the coming weeks, you'll be able to follow all the developments, the arrivals and departures on Putela Escocia.
Stay tuned to the Putela Escocia podcast for more.
You could not have hoped to find more contrasting fortunes in the final round of La Liga fixtures as Atletico Madrid arrived at the José Zoria Stadium playing to win the league crown, while Real Valladolid were clinging to slim hopes of staying in the division. Manager Sergio González made a raft of changes to his starting lineup, opting to keep just 3 players, goalkeeper Jordi Masip, defender Lucas Olaza, and midfielder Oscar Plano from the side who capitulated 4-1 at the hands of Real Sociedad the previous week. Masip retained the captaincy and was shielded by Olathe at left back and defensive compatriots Jawad El Yameek, Kiko Olivas and Saidi Janko. Ahead of them in the 4-4-2 formation were Tony Villa, Roque Mesa, Fede San Emeterio and Plano. A two-man attack of Sean Weissman and Marcos André had contributed to 10 of our 33 goals to this point. Showing a hunger which had been all too absent during the majority of the season, we started the first half on the front foot, perhaps sensing the tension on the part of the visitors. Tony Villa picked up on the left from Marcos André's pass and cut inside Marcos Llorente before firing a shot from the edge of the box. Atleti's outstanding keeper Jano Black made a comfortable save at the base of his right-hand post, but it was a shot on target and showed that Pozzella were not just there to sit back and allow their opponents to ride roughshod over them. This industry was rewarded on 18 minutes with what was, in my opinion, the best worked goal of our season. From an Atletico corner, the ball was played deep to the back of the area and was gathered by Yannick Carrasco, but he was dispossessed by Weissman. The Israeli launched a counter-attack, playing the ball up to Tony Villa, who cleverly backheeled it into the path of Marcos André. The Brazilian striker slid the ball forward to Plano in stride and he kept his composure, despite being closed down by José Jiménez and Ángel Correa, to slot the ball past Oblak and give Real Valladolid a shock lead and turn the title race on its head. I say that it was the best worked goal of our season for a number of reasons. Firstly, the quality of the opponent. Also, the need for a goal in this situation given the fight for survival coming down to the wire. And last but not least, the execution was perfect. It was a sublime counter-attack against the best team in the league in one of our lowest moments of the season. It provided a welcome, albeit brief, glimmer of hope that this team might just be able to save their season. Atletico looked quite nervous, as they had done several times this season while watching their lead at the top of the table dwindle away. Given how dominant they'd been in the earlier stages of the campaign, there was significant pressure showing on them to finish the job. Let's not forget that they'd needed to pull out a late win at home to Osasuna the previous week to ensure that the title was still in their grasp. They certainly weren't at their best in the first half, and Weissman had a chance to extend the lead 7 minutes before the break. Our move forward broke down in the final third as Plano's pass for Janko was picked off, but the visitors dithered on the ball and Weissman robbed Llorente of possession. Tony Villa played it left to Olathe and the Uruguayan delivered an accurate ball into the box which was met by the head of Weissman but lacked any real venom and proved to be an easy take for Oblak. Marcos André had been present in the box and was perhaps the better candidate for the attempt, but Weissman wasn't to know this. Whatever Diego Simeone said to his men at half-time saw them re-emerge with an increased sense of urgency and they began to pepper the Real Valladolid box with half-chances. 5 minutes after the restart, Koke's corner from the right was headed out by El Yameek and the Atleti captain sent the ball in again and Jiménez's header over the bar should probably have been on target to make Masip work. They didn't have to wait much longer to be rewarded for the increase in pressure and it could not have come at a more opportune time as 219 kilometres away, city rivals and direct opponents for the title, Real Madrid, looked to have equalised against Villarreal at the Estadio Alfredo Di Stefano. Patient in the build-up play, Mario Hermoso, who had spent time with Real Valladolid on loan during the 2015-16 season, moved the ball to the left flank for Carrasco. Correa came short to offer himself for the pass and, upon receiving the ball, tracked along the box and evaded the presence of Marcos André and Fede San Emeterio with some quick thinking and even quicker feet before stabbing the ball low from the penalty arc. It found its way between the feet of El Yameek and just out of Masip's reach, nestling into the bottom left corner of his net, sparking wild celebrations on the visitors' bench as they drew level. Further elation was to come as news filtered through that Karim Benzema's leveller had been cancelled out due to VAR, meaning Atletico had opened up a 2-point lead over the neighbours atop the table. However, Pozzella continued to make life difficult for the capital side and 5 minutes later demonstrated just how vulnerable they were in defence. The hosts sent several crosses into the Atletico area which they just about managed to repel in unconvincing fashion as we enjoyed a rare period of second half possession. Olathe gathered the ball and let fly with his cannon of a left foot and Oblak athletically parried the drive away. Weissman had stolen in behind centre-back Felipe who seemed to lose both his focus and his man and the Israeli reacted quickest to the loose ball but could only head over the bar agonisingly from close range. Sergio made a triple substitution which included the curious move of replacing four-goal Marcos André with Sergi Guardiola, who had a single penalty to his name all season. Michel came on for Roque Mesa, one of our better players, especially in the latter half of the campaign, and Jota was brought on for Tony Villa, who I feel hasn't had the best chance to prove himself this year. Simeone made changes too, bringing on defender Renan Lodi, the scorer of the equaliser last week, for Hermoso, and Portuguese star João Félix for Saúl. For all the undoubted quality in the Atletico squad, they actually went ahead courtesy of a terrible mistake by one of our players. With Real Valladolid advancing from their own half, Kiko Olivas laid an easy ball forward to Guardiola in the centre circle. The forward showed all the deftness of someone wearing concrete boots and played a first-time pass in the general direction of San Emeterio, but such was its inaccuracy that the ball found its way neatly into the path of perhaps the most dangerous finisher in the league, Luis Suarez. El Yamik, who had been caught on the hop by Guardiola's terrible pass, gave chase, but he couldn't make up the ground, and the onrushing Uruguayan coolly slotted past Masip at his near side with a low left-footed effort. This nudged Los Colchoneros ahead, and there they would stay. There was one final chance for Pucela to grab a point, but after Weissmann had cleverly converted an El Yamik pass with a neat flick, it fell to Guardiola and, like most of his season, ended in disappointment as his first-time effort flew over the bar and bounced around the empty seats of the Fondo Norte where, 153 Saturdays previously, the team had celebrated their promotion to Primera with a vocal throng of fans in that same stand. It was perhaps symbolic of a campaign that has brought so much frustration and disappointment that, upon the final whistle being blown, Real Valladolid were consigned to the drop, with only the expressions of delight from the Atletico Madrid players and staff ripping through the deathly silence of an empty José Zorrilla stadium. Players like Kiko Olivas, who missed so much of the ill-fated campaign with injury, and Oscar Plano, both veterans of the side, slumped to the ground with tears in their eyes. Pablo Hervias, whose goals in the 2017-18 season allowed him and his teammates to taste the glorious high of promotion, stared at the ground motionless. Further indignation was heaped on as the Atleti players sprang around our turf in elation, cheering with the fans who had gathered outside. The contrast in emotions was as stark as the fates riding on this result for both sides. After three seasons in Primera, Real Valladolid will compete in the second tier of Spanish football, for the next campaign at the very least. Well, it's that time of the show again, the section that we like to call the Pucela Escocia Trivia Question. Thinking back to last week, I asked the question, who is the all-time top goalscorer in matches between Real Valladolid and Atletico Madrid? Well, there's actually two players in this answer, and they are both former Atletico Madrid players. The first is Joaquin Perot, who played four times against Real Valladolid between 1958 and 1961 and managed a total of six goals. He spread these six goals across just two matches, scoring hat-tricks in a 7-0 win on the 18th of January 1958 and a 4-2 win on the 11th of November 1961. Both matches took place at the original Metropolitano Stadium. Real Valladolid were the team he recorded his second highest total against, also scoring 7 goals in 6 appearances against Elche. Overall, he scored 58 times in 98 matches for Los Colchoneros over two spans with the club. Also on 6 is former Spain international Kiko Narváez. He achieved this total in 10 matches between 1993 and 2000. He also grabbed a hat-trick against us in a 6-0 win at the Vicente Calderón on 2nd of February 1994. And now on to this week's question, which centres around relegation. What else? I'd like you to tell me, how many times in their history have a Real Valladolid been relegated? Now I'm not just talking about from Primera down to Segunda, I'm talking about relegation in general. How many times have Real Valladolid been relegated in their history? If you think you know the answer, get in touch with me in the following ways.
Get in touch with the show on Twitter at MartyRVCF or search Facebook and Instagram for Priscilla Escocia.
And now for our Account of the Week feature. And this week's account is on Twitter, and it's one I'd really not have to feature, but given what's just happened to the club, it is an unfortunate necessity. Segunda Spanish provides news and updates for all of the La Liga Smart Bank clubs and is a great central source of information. With Real Valladolid set to turn out in that division for the 2021-22 season, it's a good account to follow to get a heads up on our upcoming opponents. So hop on over to Twitter, search for @SegundaSpanish and give them a follow. So that's all for this week. Nothing but bad news, I'm afraid, but hopefully it will be onwards and upwards from here. Here's a little taste of what will be on the next episode.
Next time on the Priscilla Escocia podcast.
We'll have all the latest headlines as Real Valladolid continue to adapt to their relegation. I'll have an in-depth review of the season, including player grades, and I'll look back on Sergio González's time as club manager. Who knows, by that point there may even be some potential replacements to discuss. That's for next time, but for now, thanks again for supporting the Priscilla Escocia podcast. As always, I'm your host, Martin Devlin. Thank you for listening, stay safe, and I'll catch you next time. Bye for now.